Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. Finally today, let's go to another of Boston's hidden sacred spaces. These are the sounds of the Cable Synagogue, a light, open chamber built into the Hebrew Senior Life Rehabilitation Center in Roslindale. The synagogue now sits silent, shuttered by the coronavirus pandemic that has ravaged senior homes in Massachusetts and across the country. And Hebrew Senior Life did not escape the pandemic. The home reports 53 people succumbed to COVID-19 at the beginning of the outbreak. But before the pandemic, residents, staff, and family members used to gather at the Cable Synagogue for a very different kind of music service. Radio Boston's Walter Wuthman brings us back there.
So, Edith, are you ready?
Edith is 89-year-old Edith Klein-Dreiser. She's sitting in the front row of the synagogue, getting ready for her solo.
Right now, I have cough drops in my mouth.
Okay.
I'm going to sing.
Klein-Dreiser bears a striking resemblance to her idol, Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Upstairs in my room, on the door, I have the picture of the Ginsburg lady.
The musicians are warming up near the front of the room. Once they're ready to go, it's time for Edith's big moment.
Ready, Edith? Don't worry.
Don't worry.
I really wanted to sing that song, and it's repetitive, and to me, it says what Shabbat is about, which is everything's going to be all right.
That's Hallie Diachadue, the creator of the sing-along and Hebrew Senior Life's chaplain. Diachadue used to only hold a Kabbalat Shabbat on Friday afternoons, the traditional Jewish evening service. But they say they wanted to create a musical service beforehand that could appeal to residents of different faiths. Bob Marley was their inspiration.
You've got this moment in time, everything is going to be all right. And so I changed some of the words, and then I started saying it was the anniversary of Bob Marley's bar mitzvah. And, you know, the people with dementia were like, oh, all right.
And it works for Mary Robichaud. She's a Catholic who lives at the senior center and has been coming to the singing services for the past year.
My son calls from France and they say, where's Mary? She's in the synagogue. He said, oh, Mother of God, help us. She's in the synagogue praying.
Dozens of staff from the senior center accompany the residents, many of whom cannot walk down to the synagogue themselves.
Music is very important. It's very important to me, especially gospel music.
Activities coordinator Philippa Robitaux says she grew up in Belize listening to gospel music. And those songs now help her unwind at the end of her shifts. Her favorite, Since I Laid My Burden Down. She told Diachadue about it. Now, it's part of the Friday service.
Life is sweeter since I laid my burden down.
Music is very, very important in the patient life, because some patient may not respond to nothing, and the minute they hear music, their eyes could be closed, but you can see their hands or their feet moving.
Many of the patients at Hebrew Senior Life have dementia, but staff seem to agree that music helps them connect to feelings and memories when language can't.
Seeing them go and really soak it in is amazing because of their disease, you know, as opposed to someone who really knows that I'm going to the synagogue. But music is universal.
That's Susan Kalinda, one of the nurse managers on a dementia floor.
Yeah, we're doing something good for them, for them going out there and seeing who knows what they're feeling when they are in that presence of the synagogue. It's definitely different from this routine. So it does good for them.
Susan says she and her team are always looking for ways to connect with their patients. She says about half her floor grew up speaking Russian, so she and her staff are learning Russian.
Yes, dobro otra, dobro day, that's good morning or good afternoon.
Jati bele blue, I love you. That's my number one that I always learn, jati bele blue. I love that to say that phrase.
That's Kalinda, who grew up in Uganda, and Yvette Robinson from Panama. In many ways, Hebrew senior life reflects the larger demographics of elder care in America. Immigrants from places like Haiti, Panama, Uganda, and Samoa fill a disproportionate role in caring for an aging, mostly white population. It's hard work, physically and emotionally. Hali Diachidue says they keep this in mind as they try to be a chaplain for both the residents and the staff in a place where death is a constant part of life and dealing with it is part of the job.
We sustain over 150 deaths a year. So people are they're opening their hearts and loving these people and then getting their hearts broken almost every day. So they're coming to me with that. They're coming to me with, how do I love the next person who moves into that bed? Because we are a spiritual organization, but we're also a business. So that bed is going to be filled the next day.
Nurse Yvette Robinson says that's the hardest part.
You feel a part of you is gone. And that's a hard thing that we have, you know, we wish everybody could be alive, but it ain't like that. And we wish this disease wasn't like this, but it ain't like that. This is part of life, so we have to learn how to deal with it. And it's not a beautiful process, but we're there. At least we know that we did our part to at least bring a little joy in life.
One of those joys, every Friday, people like Yvette and Susan wheel patients down to the synagogue to sing. In this space, this odd family from all corners of the world comes together to connect with something universal.
That story from Radio Boston's Walter Wuthman. It was recorded back in November, before senior homes were shut off from the public. To hear the first two pieces in our series on Boston's hidden sacred spaces, visit our website, radioboston.org. And that's our show for today. Radio Boston is produced by Jamie Bologna, Zoe Mitchell, Chris Siderick, Paris Alston, and Walter Wuthman. Tim Skog is our technical director, with engineering today by Jimmy Kiesling. Our executive producer is Hitesh Hathi. I'm Tiziana Deering. Thanks for listening. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.